This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Tuesday, December 5th, 2006. And as you can tell by the title of this podcast, I Love Rosie and Joy. I was watching The View yesterday. Actually, I record it on DVR every day, and I only watch the segment where they have the hot topics, and then the rest of it I don't really care about. But every once in a while, and actually more so lately than not, they get into a discussion about one topic or another, and I just really enjoy hearing the banter between Joy and Elizabeth Hasselbeck and, of course, Rosie. Well, on yesterday's show, they were talking about, well, start out with Joy talking about her daughter getting a wedding dress, and that led into a discussion about gay marriage and other things, and it was such a good discussion or banter between the co-hosts that I decided to record it and let you hear it for yourself. It's about 6 minutes long, but it's really good, and I'll tell you why I really enjoy it afterwards. But let's listen to this clip from yesterday's View. Let's see.
The moment that this girl started to cry was when my daughter said, and everybody agreed, this is the dress.
Yes, yes.
And then the tears. Yeah. And you know what? It was the first dress she picked. Then she tried on 20 more. It was the first dress.
But you have to try on all the other dresses to make sure that that's the one you want, that first dress. That
that's what they said, but ugly ones up there so that you know the pretty ones.
Yeah, you have to separate it.
It's a lot of stress for you straight people. It really is.
No, the whole...
You could wear a dress.
Well, no, I know I could, but I'm not going to. But the point is, you don't have the whole white dress thing. It's a lot. And then who gets invited, and then the showers.
Right. I am not getting married until every gay person gets married in this country.
You are not doing that boycott.
That is the boycott.
That's so funny. She's never getting married regardless. If tomorrow they said gays could get married, you'd find another reason not to marry Steve. So,
well, it's not about Steve. I love Steve. It's about getting married. I've been with the guy for 24 years.
Now, does it frustrate you? Because this is, I mean, in terms of like, if you're a gay person who wants to get married, when you see a heterosexual person not choosing not to get married, you're like, what the hell? I'm trying to get married. Why don't you just do it?
I don't think that you think that about another person, but I will tell you that it's hard as a gay person to go to weddings, you know, and to go and to see all of the societal celebrations of the union, and that your union sort of isn't not only recognized legally, but is sort of, you know, sometimes frowned upon by the president, you know, shamed
but
by
there
the...
There are gay weddings.
Well, there are, but...
Right.
But
so you have the celebration of
but,
it.
Right, but there's no legal, you know, you don't have any of the same rights that you have, right?
I think this boycott's a good idea. Do you look at it as something that can make a difference?
Well, the first thing I heard about it was Charlize Theron, that she and her boyfriend, Stuart
Townsend.
Yeah, that they were the first people I heard who said that they weren't going to get married until gay people could get married. And I got a little choked up. I was like, way to go, sister!
And then, of course, Brad and Angelina.
And Joy, I feel, is just using it as an excuse, but I'm still touched in some way. Yes.
But didn't you get married? You did get married.
We did get married in San Francisco.
I wasn't invited. What, did you have a wedding? What happened?
No, we didn't. Well, the truth is that we heard the president in the middle of the war. He held a press conference on every channel, and of course I thought, dear God, what happened? We lost a whole platoon, all of these families. And during the middle of the war, his announcement was he was going to try to add discrimination to the Constitution by shaming a minority of at least 10% of the population.
Distraction.
Exactly. The art of distraction. It's what you do to Vivi when she's crying and she's, you know, you go, would you like a chocolate? And it's all over. Oh, chocolate. You forget, right?
Yeah.
So that's what he did.
But it's a major issue. I mean, he's not the only one who, that's a major issue in this country as well. People talk about it all the time.
Absolutely.
Well, but in the middle of a war, truthfully, the reason why Kelly and I did it, because we have felt married for a very long time. We've been together almost 10 years. We have four children.
Couple.
Right. So we did it as almost an act of civil disobedience to go there to the one place that said, you know, this is wrong, and I'm going to stand up. Gavin Newsom, that politician, should be applauded. And I was so furious that a president would feel the right to shame people.
That's all politics, Rosie, is to get his base activated again.
I know.
We don't even know if he cares about that subject, this guy. You don't know whether he believes anything or not.
What's really interesting is that the head of the evangelical church, the guy who was just left, Ted Haggard, his name was, right?
Yes, Ted Haggard.
The man who they wanted to replace him with, he's declined the position because the focus of this evangelical group was supposed to, they wanted it to stay on gay marriage, and he wanted it to be on the more Christ-like teachings of poverty and education.
Yes. Right.
And he could not get that base to get off of this one topic of shaming and condemning people.
Because if you get to the root to it, love one another is the basis.
That's the teaching of Christ, right? That's what Zion is about.
So what is with them, then? What's up with these people?
I don't know.
And I think some people just feel as though extreme judges shouldn't make the decision for the rest of the country, too. They think it should be something that's through legislation. I think some people feel that way. Some people do, unfortunately, believe that it's, you know, a abandonment of all morals, which I don't agree with.
But isn't it sort of likened to the abortion issue, in a sense? Shouldn't we have a right, whether we're straight or gay, to be able to choose if we're going to get married, just like whether or not you want to keep a baby or abort a baby?
It should be. And most conservatives, their position always is stay out of people's business. Meanwhile, they're in your business. When they try to change abortion laws or try to legislate
marriage. I don't understand, because then if you want to go on the other end, extreme liberals who say, you know, we want the government involved, we want health care across the board, then they say, oh, so we want the government there, but we don't want the government to legislate when children are
killed. One is a personal matter and the other is life and death. Mm. Abortion is life and death maybe for you, but it's not necessarily for everybody.
So meaning that it should be all the more reason for gay marriages to be up to the people themselves.
Well, just people thought that it would be the deterioration of traditional marriage. And, you know, there have been gays since the beginning of time. Right. Every movie that you've ever seen, every piece of classical music, gay people have provided many, many things in our culture without people. And the fact that they just want the same safety and security for their children that everyone else has.
I would challenge them, too, to, like, see, you know, get to know a gay couple who are married. Like, Rosie, I've gotten to know you and Kelly really well in the past few months. And you guys are an unbelievable family. And I think, too, for people, I think sometimes they just blindly say something and don't get to know anybody. And I think it's a lot harder to hold prejudice.
But did you believe something different before you met Rosie?
No, I didn't believe anything different, but I do believe in terms of legislation it should be different. I don't think six judges should be deciding what's right for the country.
Right, and I think if you don't know a gay family or if you don't know someone, right, and that's why when I did that interview where, you know, I talked about the laws in Florida about you're not allowed to adopt a foster child that you raise if you're gay in Florida, and sadly other states have adopted this horrific legislation. But what I was saying during that interview was, you know, now I forgot my point. This is so menopause. I swear, I had something really good.
You know, I just thought of a slogan: adopt the children, not the legislation.
Okay, so that's the. I'm going to turn that down now.
All right.
Actually, stop that. So that's basically the gist of the matter, I guess. I'm the reason why I love Rosie and Joy is because. I mean, well, I know that there are people out there who do not care for Joy, and actually shouldn't say Joy, but Rosie O'Donnell, I know people don't like her and stuff, and that some people even think that she's using the show as a way to promote, quote-unquote, the gay agenda, whatever that is. But what I think is that, excuse me, Rosie consistently shows a quote-unquote, normal life of a gay couple, and she shows, like, she was after that segment they were talking about the holidays and stuff, and how in Rosie's family they all wear the same pajamas and stuff, and they talked about that, and she showed pictures of her and Kelly, her life partner of 10 years, and what I like about it is that she consistently shows quote unquote normal gay people living their lives just like straight people, and why can't they, you know, get married? So, you know, people may hate Rosie, but I think she does a really good job of basically educating the public on normal everyday lives of gays and lesbians. I think she does a good job of it, and I don't think it's overboard like some people may think. I actually think she's doing a very good job of it. So anyway, I'm sorry, but that segment was so long. But I thought it really showed how Elizabeth Hasselbeck is still such a conservative wench, and I can't stand her. Excuse me. But I love Rosie and Joy Behar, and it was so funny when Joy Behar said, "I'm not getting married until every gay can get married." I thought that was funny, even though she's not going to get married because she doesn't. The institution of marriage she just doesn't like. Anyway, let's move on. That's enough about Rosie and Joy Behar, but I do love them. Now, before I start chatting about other minor issues, I want to thank John M. God, my throat is tickling. Excuse me. Excuse me. I want to thank John M. for sending us some Christmas music. he has been sending me like one MP3 file every other day or so. And I told him, I said, once I get a couple of the songs, I will start to play them on the show in the background. So, and I, you know what, here's what I didn't do. I didn't write down who the people are who are singing these songs. So I'm just going to play them in the background. And let's see, I don't want it to be too loud. So let's start this one. I'm not sure who this is, but let's just turn that down a little bit. Keep that in the background. So anyway, John, thank you so much for sending the songs. I'm going to play those, the first three that you've sent me while I'm chatting in the background. And hopefully I won't run out of time while they're playing. But anyway, thank you, John. Now, just a couple of other things that have been in the news lately. As you know, as I've said many times, I check out PerezHilton.com. And over the weekend, I believe it was Saturday, he had a post on there saying that Hollywood's gay couple, Lance Bass and Ryken, whatever his last name is, were splitting up, were breaking up. And so then the rumor started to fly around the internet. I saw it on Toll Road's website today saying that that they were breaking up. And then late this afternoon, Perez Hilton had it posted on his blog again. Is it a blog or a website? I think it's a blog. Anyway, that he had gotten confirmation from Lance Bass's publicist that they were indeed breaking up. So poor Lance and Ryken are broken up and are no longer Hollywood's gay couple. I guess we have to rely on Doogie Howser and his partner, whoever he is. I don't know him. I don't know what his name is. I mean, I've seen pictures of him, but I don't know what his name is. So poor Lance and Ryken, but yay for Neil Patrick Harris and him. Actually, I was watching again on Toll Road's website that Neil Patrick, was it Toll Road? No, I can't. No, it was on Perez Hilton. I don't even remember where I saw it. But there was a clip on there, a YouTube clip from the Megan Mullally show, which I don't watch, and I don't know anybody who does watch. But anyway, Megan Mullally had the cast of the CBS show How I Met Your Mother, which is Neil Patrick Harris is on that show. Anyway, they showed him and his one of his fellow actors of the show. They were doing a scene from Les Miserables. And Neil Patrick Harris can actually sing pretty well. If you're interested in seeing that clip, go to PerezHilton.com. And no, I have absolutely no affiliation to PerezHilton.com, nor do I endorse him or anything. I just find interesting stuff on the website. So anyway, that's that. But now on to more serious things. Did anybody see in the news on Monday that John Bolton, has decided to resign his temporary position from the UN? I think this is an excellent occurrence because now we will not have to go through the whole process of confirmation in Congress, and Democrats will not have to force their hand with President Bush by saying, no, we're not going to confirm Bolton as UN ambassador or whatever he is. I was very pleased with that, and I think both Bush and Bolton saw the writing on the wall saying this is a battle that we are not going to win, and that we're going to have to give up on this one. So I was pleased to hear that. Just a couple other things. I was watching the CBS Sunday Morning Show. I know I talk about all this crap, but I just find some of these things very interesting. So I saw this thing on CBS Sunday Morning Show about the founder of the Haagen-Dazs ice cream chain, whatever, conglomeration, whatever, that the lady had died. Now, I don't know when she died, but the lady who started Haagen-Dazs, like in 1949 or something like that, I don't remember when it started, died. And I'm watching this, I'm thinking, oh, I didn't know this about Haagen-Dazs. Did you know that Haagen-Dazs is actually an American brand, that it has absolutely nothing to do with Scandinavia? And that the name Haagen-Dazs was totally created by these people, this man or this woman and her husband, as the name of their ice cream. It's totally made up. I didn't realize that. I felt so stupid when I was watching. Like, oh my God, I'm so stupid. I didn't realize that. I was thinking that the boyfriend and I had talked about this at one point, but maybe it just didn't register with me. But seeing it on the CBS Sunday Morning Show, that that Haagen-Dazs was totally made up, and that the word Haagen-Dazs means nothing, and totally for marketing and so forth, I'm like, damn, that was really good. And now there's actually, well, it was, the company was bought out several times, so it's no longer in the family or whatever. But there are like 349, something like that, Haagen-Dazs stores across the world, but none of them are in the Netherlands or Denmark or any of those places in Scandinavia. So I thought that was interesting. So, you know, if you watch TV, I know people say that TV is full of junk, but if you watch TV, you can learn stuff. And I just, you know, learned all that stuff. And plus the History Channel. You can't go wrong with the History Channel. You watch the History Channel, you will learn something. I guarantee it. Moving along to something else. As you know, I was not going to do any more kitchen updates, but I decided to do one more kitchen, not really an update, but just something that I've noticed in the kitchen since I'm now using the kitchen. I have currently, let me think, 1, 2, 3, 4, I have 5 clocks in my kitchen. I was going to say refrigerator. I don't have one refrigerator. I have 5 clocks in the kitchen. And let's guess how many of them are displaying the exact same time. Do you know how fucking hard it is to coordinate the time on 5 clocks? It's almost impossible. You know what I need? Because this is what I think all clocks should have built into them. Maybe it's too expensive. I don't know. But you know how Apple, some of those of you who have Apple computers, I'm sure the PCs do it too, but Apple computers go out to the, or you can set it up to the, the computer goes out to this one central clock, this server clock or whatever, and gets the exact time for your time zone and sets your clock on your computer to that exact time. Well, I think all of my appliances and all of my clocks should have a built-in wireless chip that goes out to the internet and sets the time automatically to the correct time for my time zone. Because it's impossible. All of my clocks are like 30 seconds to a minute off. So if you stand in the kitchen for a minute, you will see 5 clocks change 5 different times. And it's so hard to get them all on the exact same time. I mean, I have on top of my refrigerator, I put one of my Bose radios, so I have the clock on that. And then the new coffee maker I have has a clock on that. And of course, the new microwave has a clock on that. And the stove has a clock on that. And then I have a regular clock on the wall. So I've got all these clocks, and none of them have the same time on them. Hey, does anybody have any advice on getting all the clocks to be the same time? That would be nice if you have any suggestions for that. Moving along to other things. When I got home from work today, I got home a little bit early, so I decided to take advantage of the little bit of time that I had. And went down to my storage space to get all of my Christmas decorations and the fake Christmas tree that I have. Now, I have a tree that my parents bought, I think, in 1958 or 9, maybe 59. And the year my oldest sister was born, the first year that they had Christmas, they found out that she was allergic to pine. So she, or the pine needles or something, some part of the tree she was allergic to, so they couldn't have a real tree. So they bought this fake tree. I don't know if I told the story last year at Christmas time or not, but I'm telling it again. Anyway, so my parents had this fake tree, and we used it for probably, I want to say, 25 years maybe. And it's the old kind that has these little... it's got a wooden trunk-like thing with a whole bunch of little holes in it, and you literally plug in the branches all around this tree, the little holes. And I have loved it for years. So when my mother moved out, well, I should say that about 15 years ago, my mom bought a new fake tree that had lights already on it, so she didn't need the old one anymore. So when she moved out of her house into her condo, I took the old tree and started putting it up at my house. Now, we're about to run out of music, so I think I'm good. Should I play them again or get some other music? Let's, All right, sorry, I'm going to adjust this, go to some different music. How about this? I don't know what this is either. This is A Cool Christmas by Pottery Barn or Old Navy or something, so I'll let that play in the background. Can you hear that little bit of that? I hope so. Maybe not. Anyway, excuse me. So I was talking about the tree. So anyway, I went down to my storage unit and I brought the tree up and all the boxes of decorations and stuff, and I'm going through some of the things. And over the weekend, the boyfriend and I went to the nursery and we bought poinsettias. So I have a poinsettia, however you say that flower name, sitting on my coffee table. And then around my house, I have, of course, some red and green candles and little decorations, stuff like that. But I'm going through the boxes, and I'm looking for my Christmas cards, because every year, at least I thought I did, every year I would buy Christmas cards that were on sale and save them for the next year. Well, I must not have bought any Christmas cards last year, because I can't find any Christmas cards to send out. And I know I was talking last week about when you send Christmas cards out, and I think I need to be doing it soon. But now I'm going to have to go out and buy Christmas cards. And I thought for sure that I had like 3 boxes of Christmas cards. And I've been to several stores that sell Christmas cards, and I didn't buy any because I thought I had them in storage. And sure enough, I do not. So now I need to go out and buy Christmas cards and pay an outrageous price for them, which would suck. But anyway, now I have the decorations in my condo all ready for the boyfriend to come over Friday night and listen to Christmas music and drink some wine and decorate my tree. I know one thing I do have is in my storage, Christmas decoration storage, I had all my Christmas CDs. So when I got them, got all the boxes up to my condo, I started loading all the CDs onto iTunes, because I had not done that. At least I must have deleted them from last year. But I must have like 10 Christmas CDs of all different kinds of Christmas music. So I loaded them all on the iTunes, and I end up having like 175 Christmas songs. And I forget how long. Well, let me click on my Christmas playlist. Oh, it's 5.6 hours. Well, I deleted some songs off the list that I didn't like. But I've got a Christmas song playlist of 109 songs, and it's 5.6 hours. So, yeah. Anyway, enough about that. You know, I wanted to mention a couple comments we've been getting on the podcast lately, and a couple specifically from Nick Thomas. Now, I talked about Nick Thomas's podcast last week, I believe, but I'm listening to him still, and I'm enjoying his podcast, and he left a couple comments. He was talking about the yesterday's show about the boyfriend and I driving home from the winery. And a couple comments that we got from that show, Homer wrote and said, the boyfriend makes me laugh. And actually, right as I was beginning to record this show, Homer called and left me a message on my landline telling me that how much he enjoyed the show, that the boyfriend just makes him laugh. And then Nick left us 2 comments, like 20 minutes apart or 25 minutes apart. The first one says, "Oh my, I'm listening to your ride home with the boyfriend. I think I now know why the two of you don't live together. Hee hee hee, love the podcast." And then about, maybe it's 30 minutes later, he wrote, "So I just finished listening to the ride home, and I was left with a good last impression of the boyfriend. He is definitely matter-of-fact and direct. I like that. I see why you are so attracted. I don't know about the Gucci riding shoes and accessories. Glad you guys dodged the lawn chairs. Love the show. Oh, and I want to see pictures of you and the boyfriend. Where do I go to view them?" Well, Nick, that's a very good question. I've mentioned a couple times that you can go to my blog, which is, I hate giving this address because it's so, assuming people don't know. Anyway, it's archer.com/blog.html. And it's Archer, archer.com/blog.html. Just go there, bookmark it, and you can see. And actually, Nick, you can see lots of pictures on there if you scroll through the archives at different times. I post a lot of pictures of the boyfriend mostly, but somewhere on there, I'm sure there's a picture of me with a boyfriend. Actually, there is one. If you click on the Thanksgiving, click on November, and you'll see some pictures from Thanksgiving. Anyway, yeah, go check out the pictures on the blog. What do I have on the blog right now? I don't even know what my last post was. Oh my God, I'm going over along. Oh, it's when we're decorating the Christmas tree. Yeah, if you go to the blog, you'll see the boyfriend putting on the lights and decorating the Christmas tree. Oh, and you know what? We got some comments on there too. John Q wrote, I love the fact that he uses multicolored lights. I wonder if Gucci would approve. And then Vincent from Malaysia, he wrote, oh my gosh, it was the most beautiful decorated tree I've ever seen. I doubt that, but it is very nice. So go check out the blog because I have pictures of us, well, not me, but of the boyfriend decorating the tree. And he was making a silly face when he was watering it. Anyway, that's the blog. And finally tonight, we have a voicemail message from Ramble Redhead. So let me go to the correct place and play Ramble Redhead's voicemail message. Oops, that's music. Stop. All right, let's listen to this message from Ramble Redhead.
Hey, Archer, this is Tom. Just want to leave you a quick message. I've been listening to your latest shows. Just want to let you know that, as always, they're very, very good. And I really enjoyed the Thanksgiving one, and I'm glad you had those two from the Occasional Fact Show, and I'm going to check them out and maybe get them on the show as well. And just wanted to... also, concur with what you said about Mike Hip. Mike's been a wonderful, wonderful guy, especially a big supporter of the podcasting of your show and mine and so many others. And I just want to, you know, I always thank him so much for all of his help. And he really helped me with a big event that I did. I sponsored a movie at the local GLBT Center, and Mike had helped me with the flyer, and he did a lot of great things to help with it, and I'll be giving him massive amounts of kudos on that show that I'll be having soon. But I just wanted to leave you a quick message to say, hey, keep up the great work, and big massive kudos to Mike as well, because he's an awesome guy. And I hope you all have a good holiday, and I hope you're not going to get too much snow. The Midwest is getting slammed right now, so hopefully it's not going to be too bad. But I hope you have a great holiday, and I'll probably be talking to you again soon. But take care. Bye-bye.
Well, that was nice of Tom of the Ramble Redhead Show. I appreciate that, Tom. And so far, the winter's not being bad, although it got really, really cold. And I definitely concur about Mike Hip. We love Mike Hip on the podcast soup.net and Soy Candles by Phoebes, which I'm actually going to be placing an order later tonight. So anyway. All right, boys and girls, that is all for today. Thank you all for the comments, the voicemails, the messages, everything. I appreciate it. And that's all for today. So until next time, boys and girls, bye.
Archer Radio.